Welcome to the show. We're diving into the world of local talent, artists, wrestlers, and businesses. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 2NU Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the 2NU Podcast. I am alone today, but not alone in the studio. I got some great guests with us today. First, I want to say thanks to everybody who tuned in last week. A great show with Los Party Perros del Valle, tag team wrestling. Unfortunately, I did release a huge message to them because they kind of broke my heart a little bit, guys. They went off and, well, there was some backstabbing going on in the background, so I had to release the beast, I guess. But other than that, we got some interesting news today after the podcast, a big announcement for Season 7. We finally came to a conclusion what we're going to do for next season, a total twist on the podcast, so it might be a little bit more fun for a lot of people and maybe bring up some more interest on more people that want to get more involved on what's going on here in the RGV. But other than that, guys, back to what's going on today, episode 259. Whoa. Oh my gosh.
Easier said than done, right?
Oh, yeah. And if you hear those wonderful voices in the background, today on the podcast, guys, I got three gentlemen out of a month. How many people are in this group?
200.
Oh, 200 people. Everybody plays a guitar, one bass, one drum, and one bongo player, and one keyboard. No, but they've been on a podcast before with my little brother, with Quez, on Café Chisme. They know what to expect there, but I gave them some ground rules, guys, when they came in here. So they have to play nice today. No, just joking. No, we're going to go ahead and talk about how everything started with them, where they're from, who they are, and everything. But long overdue introduction, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome Grupo Mero Valle. The podcast. Yay. Yay.
Look alive, guys. Look alive.
In la casa.
And the manager sitting next to me, she's going to be on camera. No, hey, guys, welcome to the 2NU Podcast, guys. Thank you for coming. Thank you,
Mark. Yeah. Primero que nada, thank you so much for having us. I do want to say before we start, I want to start by complimenting you. I did notice that you have very nice hair, dude.
Hey.
You know, he's wearing a hat now. But when we got here, he was, and I freaked out. I'm like, man, that guy.
I thought you were going to mention his eyes.
He's got good hair, man.
Oh, bro, Jesus.
My hair is starting to look bad, so. But that's good, man. I think a man with good hair says a lot, man.
Hey, man, turning 50 in a couple of more weeks. Grandfather, when he passed away, a full set of hair. I was blessed. I'll tell you that right now.
There you go.
Can't say much for Quez. Sorry, but no, guys. Like I said, thank you for coming out to the pod, man. Having a little fun with us here today. First of all, let's start from right to left. Your left, my right. Name, instrument, and where you're from.
I'm Alex Medina. I'm the drummer, and I am from Mission, Texas.
There you go.
I'm Baby D. I do raps and play the weirdo, and I'm from Mission.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Just to go be the lead vocalist.
There you go. It's always the lead vocalist that has the giggles.
Yeah.
That's the one basically on the mic all the time. So
pretty much,
he passes gas. Everybody's hearing it.
Exactly. Everybody gets to see my booty.
There you go. Hey, that's what the girls come pay for, buddy.
They said I'm like, no hay booty, pero
no booty.
No, baby.
He sure burps a lot for sure. That's one of his main things.
Through which hole?
Both for sure.
It depends what I eat before singing.
Hey, bro, this is a bass, bro. This is a bass.
Right.
Yeah, you're helping your bass player out. Don't worry about it.
I take advantage of when Alex is hitting the woodblock super loud.
So he can hear you.
That's when I let him out.
That's his way of saying, shut up, Alex, you're too loud.
Don't let all the secrets out, guys. I know what it is to have those secrets to be a musician. Don't do that. You see, it got louder. Someone's farting.
Yeah, so go, okay, hey, Alex, cover me.
Give me a low D. No. Anyways, guys, so tell me a little bit about how did we start off with this group? I mean, how did you guys eventually come together and make this band. I mean, I've heard bits and pieces of some of the stuff you brought, you play. I did make the commercial for that. I'm sorry if I made you guys dance in sync.
That was pretty cool, actually. Yeah.
That's the best we've ever done.
Yeah. I wish we actually danced like that in real life. That's pretty cool.
We're actually in tempo. But no, tell me a little bit how you guys got together, guys, and you know how you met, and you know, go ahead. Whoever wants to start first.
I'll go first. Well, it's actually a pretty cool story, man. It all started because, well, of course, me and Jesse, and of course, Baby D, we have background music from years back. Mm-hmm. But not too long ago, Jesse was actually doing his solo career as a singer. Mm-hmm. He was trying to take off, and I coincidentally wanted to start a podcast.
Oh, there you go.
Which is what we actually have right now.
All right.
So Jesse wanted me to help him out on the drums, like just as a you know, sit-in drummer. So I started doing that, and I told him, okay, I'll do it, but help me out with the podcast. I've always wanted to start one, and you have the studio, you have the know-how, help me out.
Right.
So we started helping out mutually, and that grew into us, or actually him kind of realizing, you know what, I don't really want to do the solo thing, I want to do a band.
Right.
So he's, you know, we had a little talk, and it was just one of those moments where we just clicked as far I mean, it's always about music, man.
Mm-hmm. Complimenting my hair.
Yeah.
That's how it usually starts.
I get it. He gets you with the hair thing, and then he's like, okay, he's relaxed. Now I can go.
I'll go for the kill now.
Yeah. That's how you get me. I mean, anything that has to do with the good hair, and I'm there, man. Okay, let's change the subject. That's getting too personal.
Oh.
No, pero from there, it went to let's try it out. You know, let's have a little rehearsal. And we invited just some buddies. It wasn't meant to be a serious thing for the band.
Right.
Let's jam out and see what happens. And the guys that came over, they end up liking it. And they're like, hey, we're in. If you guys are going to put this together, we'll do it.
Right.
And from there, that was about a year and a half ago?
Pretty much.
And ever since, you know, from that point, we said, okay, well, let's just do weddings and quinceañeras. You know, let's not get into the mess of
the
studio.
None of those.
Yeah, and then 2 weeks later, we were in the studio. So that's how that works. And now we're fortunate to we're going already on our sixth.
Bro, I'm just waiting
on our single number six. I'm sorry.
I'm just waiting for the moment where his English is done.
Yeah,
it's about to happen.
I got prepaid English. Like, you pay $20 at Walmart, and te da nomás como 30 minutes of English, y se me acaba.
Inglés maneras. I've heard of that before, bro.
Mira, la neta, si hacemos la entrevista en español, para mí es mucho mejor, carnal. Pero no importa, lo hacemos como sea.
Prepaid English.
ESL, sí.
ESL.
Yeah, yeah.
No, pero que le pongo un closed caption ahorita, bro.
No pasa nada. But yeah, that's pretty much the story, man. I think the hardest part for us was coming up with the name.
We
juggled a bunch of names. I think at one point we were, what was it, Jesse? We had a couple of weird names, no?
Tercer Plan or something like
that.
Something with
Los
three.
Los Pedorros de Alton.
Los Pedorros de Alton.
Yeah. Pero
Los Papacitos.
Las Mangueras, órale.
I don't know if Jesse, since Metal Eye was Jesse's idea, I think I should let him share the story on that.
You don't mind if I move?
No, go ahead. It's all good.
Yeah,
tell it. So, yeah, pretty much we were at a late practice session, and you know, we're like, okay, pues, yeah, we got the band together. Let's come up with a name.
Right.
And the first thing that pops into my mind is Grupo Frontera.
Okay.
Why? Because they're representing the frontage.
Right, exactly.
The frontage of the... But...
Exactly.
Frontera could be a frontera from anywhere.
Exactly.
So I'm thinking to myself, right, and I just... The Los MV pops in my mind. Los MV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Metal Valle, right? And
it's a bold statement.
It's pretty much representing who we are, where we're from.
Right, exactly.
And it's not only that, but we say it with conviction, with you know, we're proud to be from the valley. So it's not just a grupo from the valley.
Right.
Del Mero Valle. So Grupo Mero Valle, and that's how, you know, it clicked. And, you know, surprisingly, Alex liked it. I like to say we're night and day. Sometimes I'm night, sometimes it's day, and vice versa, right? Yeah. It's how it works.
It's good to have a yin and yang in the brand.
Exactly.
But it's crazy because at the end of the day, it brings balance, because one thing we both do have in common is we compromise a lot.
Right.
I mean, we have totally different ideas, but we'll try to both be like, okay, well, where can I meet you halfway? And where can you meet me halfway?
Right,
and that has has definitely complemented the commitment to his band, and right. it's been, you know, it's been good.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
And
man.
Then Brenda comes in the picture and makes things even harder.
Easier,
but harder, right? Yeah, I'm kidding. For sure. Kidding. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's how we pretty much came up with the name. You know, it's just like, ¿sabes qué? Vamos a representar el Valle.
Right,
how can
right.
we do that?
Right.
By mentioning the name in it, you know what I mean? Yeah. We didn't want to include the 956 in it because está bien choteado. Everybody uses 956 for everything in a ghetto way, and I'm sorry to say it.
No,
Metal Valle, you know, and it just clicked, and then Baby D started working an artwork, and
yeah, I remember that night when they called me. Actually,
which night? Don't talk about that night.
Don't
talk about that night.
You guys were talking about the name.
Don't talk about that night, bro.
He called me and he asked me, "Hey, bro, what do you think about this name?" I was like, "Man, if you're gonna represent the Valley, I mean, that's perfect."
Yeah,
and I started working on the logo with the actually all three.
Right, right. I do have to. I want to mention that Baby D takes care of all our anything has to do with the artwork, images and stuff. He's been doing it for years. He has actually his own business where he does
graphic
designing promotions for businesses. So it was a perfect. Aside from the music side that he brings to the band,
right?
He also helps out with that. So I mean, we all try to complement the band somehow,
right?
You know. With whatever skill we have, and we try to make it as what's that word you use? FYI or what?
DIY.
DIY. Do it yourself. We try to do it ourselves as much as we can.
It's the Home Depot way.
Yeah.
Do more.
That's a fancy way of saying we're broke. Okay. So
pretty much.
We can't afford to pay anybody. So
hey man, whatever works, bro. Yeah, I might hit you up towards the end of the season because the season of this year, because we're going to change our emblem again for something that's coming up.
Nice.
So, I will reach out to you for sure. Cool. But so you guys come up with a band. The rest of the members, was this just people that you knew, or along the way you started having auditions? I mean, was it you first three that start the whole thing first, or
was
it Unity?
We've had a mix of. There's been a few that have come that have their mutts. Yeah, they come and win. I mean, and I mean. Nothing wrong with anybody, you know, not wanting to be a part of it.
Right.
If it's not for you, it's not for you. And we've always tried to be as clear as possible. I mean, here with Metal Valle, all we really ask for is, I mean, while we're here, either rehearsing or performing, just give it 100%. You know,
you don't have to
be the best musician in the world, but as long as you're, you know, committed to what we're doing, that's all we really ask for. And there's been cases where that's, you know, we haven't really met eye to eye with some members, and we've parted ways. But for the most part, everybody's that's become a part of Metal Valle has stuck around, and I feel very confident that the team that we have at the moment, I mean, we're really good, man. It's like an engine. Mm-hmm. It's a very fine-tuned engine to where everybody's on the same page, and it works out.
That's awesome. So when you guys started off, like, say, you want to do weddings, quinceañeras, I'm pretty sure reunions and all that stuff, but it just went we're just going straight to the studio.
It's weird how that happened because, I mean, as you know, everything is social media nowadays, man. I like to say YouTube is your business card for musicians.
Right.
You don't have anything on YouTube, you're nobody. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter how much talent you have, which we don't, right? But at least we have stuff out there.
Wow, you got stuff out there, bro.
You know, it's like, Let's just record something. Why not? What I mean? And from one came the other, and now we're working on our sixth, possibly even seventh, and then we got like five songs lined up or something like that. And I don't even know where to begin anymore. Yeah. But
I'd like to add a little bit to that, Jesse, also that our friends, people that have known us for a long time that know what we've done in the music industry, they kind of set the bar high for us, and because as soon as they found out that we were putting a band together, they automatically assumed, oh, you guys are gonna do that again, like where you're gonna go record and tour and stuff like that,
right,
because that's stuff that me and Jesse and Baby D of course have done as well in the past. So it was kind of hard to say no, well, we just want to chill here, we actually
a hobby.
It was tempting, you know, when people started saying that. So that's when me and him started saying, you know, why not, like, let's just go into the studio, do something, see what happens.
Right.
And I mean, it's what we know how to do. I mean, that's what we know how to do. And like Jesse says, we live in times where you have to put yourself out there online, better way to do it than to something, you know, professionally done. We know how to do it, so why not?
And I want to ask, I'm not putting you on the spot, but explain to me the name
Baby D.
Yes.
Okay, when I started, actually,
because the only thing that I'm seeing right now is Friday, And I'm seeing,
yeah,
you got some of those Twinkies.
That's a new one.
That's a new one.
You want mess with Baby D?
No, the name came because actually I was the little one on the boy band that I used to play with.
Okay.
It's called La Pura Neta.
Oh, okay, and, all right.
Yeah, I was the.
I thought you were going to say the Backstreet Boys.
The Backstreet Boys.
When he said boy band.
Bro, it's something, bro.
Yeah, and Jose, I was like the youngest one.
Bro, okay.
And real name is Danny.
Okay.
Oh, so that's the reason why they call me Baby.
Baby. Okay.
Yeah.
So you just
and they just call me that name like this, like that. I mean, I don't mind. Like, I can keep my name Danny or whatever.
No,
you cannot use that name, the real name. You have to be creative. You have to create this image
and
another name, nickname, and this and that. So they can recognize.
I'm surprised they didn't call you Pee Wee D.
No, we don't want that.
Yeah. No, that's the reason why they got me that
name.
Okay.
As long as you don't have somebody that's joking, no more locked doors, we're good.
Yeah, Baby D comes from the La Pura Neta camp. If you ever heard of them, they were the crew that, if you ever heard Chocolate from Cumbia Kings, if you remember, by Pee Wee, there's a little section in the middle of the song. There's like a rap section.
Right.
And it's La Pura Neta, the crew where he was at. They're the ones that did the flow there. A.B. Quintanilla was producing them at the time. So I mean, Baby D's been around, man. That's actually awesome, how, dude, I met him. That's actually awesome. When he was part of that team, we met up in Monterrey, and that was what, 25 years ago?
25 years.
And ever since, I mean, we've been in touch, and we finally had the opportunity.
That's awesome.
When me and Jesse were putting this crew together, we wanted to give it that fresh urban style as well.
Yes.
You know,
I didn't get asked.
It was my idea.
Baby showed up in the studio one day and he's like, "Hey, I'm your new hype man." Okay.
And what's your name, Baby D? Oh, you don't mess with Baby D.
Yeah.
You don't mess with Baby D. But that's a good way to transition to something else that I want to ask, because I did watch a couple of podcasts that you guys were on, and I believe it was, you're the drummer, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
I believe it was with shout out to Delta. Was it Delta? Was it that one? I can't remember which the podcast was. One of you guys, I think it was through that one. One of you guys was supposed to that. No, it's someone else.
It was the Tejano Legend.
Yeah,
that's the one. Remember?
Yeah,
we were doing it at the studio.
It was an online interview, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, through TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that. Tell me a little bit about that. How did that come up how'd you get into a invite to that? How did you get interview for that?
Do the actual podcast?
Yeah.
I think they reached out through TikTok.
Okay.
We've actually been following each other because of our podcast as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, they reached out, first of all, to congratulate us. I think at the time we had interviewed somebody. I can't remember who. It was somebody who sings Tejano. Mm-hmm. Or we were talking about him or something.
We were talking about that. We got...
Jay Perez, right?
Jay Perez, coming from Jay Perez.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah, well, we didn't have him on the podcast, but he commented on one
that's,
of our...
That's awesome.
One of our clips.
That's awesome.
And from there, that kind of went a little viral. And since being that they're a Tejano podcast, they were kind of interested in who we were, what we were doing.
And anyway, I'm sorry I didn't even jump in to ask. The name of the podcast you guys were doing is?
That was Legends. Legends Podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Latin Legends.
Latin Legends.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. It was a pretty good chat, man. From the interviews that he's done before, we were kind of like the first... Because we're not precisely Tejano, we're kind of grupero, norteño, Tejano.
It's
a mix of music, what we do.
We're
so
all over the place.
It was kind of cool to be in a different, like they say, to be out of our comfort zone.
Right.
You know, with a totally different genre, but we managed pretty good. I mean, it was a pretty good chat. I mean, I think everybody pretty much enjoyed it.
And you say that you're all over the place. Those are the good bands, though, man.
Yeah.
I mean, not to toot my own horn here, but playing in the band I used to play with, we all had different styles. I was a blues player.
Yeah.
My buddy was a heavy metalist. The drummer was a tech. He liked drumming techno-wise. The bass player was more of a jazz, metal, blues, rock. And then you had a singer that was into YouTube, Depeche Mode, all these. It was just a mixer, and the music is beautiful. I can only imagine Mm-hmm. I mean, so much. When you bring more to the pot, it's like a big pot of menudo, man.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's kind of like, what the hell's going on? But when you get a flavor of it, you're like, God.
Yeah. Man, yeah. Well, the weird thing about that is, you know, for the most part, of course, we do have our original music, but mm-hmm. for the most part, it's covers. You know, we play at events when we play covers. But what's interesting about it is that since all the musicians in this band come from different backgrounds,
as
much as we want to try the covers to make them sound like the original, they sound different.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
So that's always, I mean, it's always fun to play with that, you know, because, I mean, at first it kind of freaked us out, but we noticed that it made us stand out, you know, from the rest of the other bands.
We kind of had a little internal battle, like, I guess you can call it that, where it's like, man, it's because we gotta, in a way, respect what the original song sounds like.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the people that we have like to incorporate their own essence.
Yeah, right.
And it just gives it a different flavor. So we got to the point where, like, you know what, let's just let it be.
Yeah.
And it's what's happening right now. You know, it's just.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's sure. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about it. I mean, I know you can go and hear the original anytime you want, but when you get that original and you work on it, and you turn it to your style,
yeah.
You know, it goes, oh man, I've heard the original, but dude, have you heard it like this?
Yeah.
You know, that's what's awesome, bro. Yeah. When you change it and try and you make it yours, it doesn't belong to you, but the style,
yeah.
You know,
it's pero la hice mía. I mean,
right. And a good example, just like Johnny Cash, there's a Hurt. It was written by Nine Inch Nails. You hear it for the first time, you're like, okay, it sounds kind of, but then Cash gets it and changes it, and you're like, damn. That sounds I like this rendition than it was like this. And same thing with Prince. He wrote Nothing Compares to You, and Sinead O'Connor got it, and she made it hers.
Perfect example, La Bamba.
Yeah, it's another. Yeah, that's been renovated so much, bro, from the traditional mariachi style to the newer style, and then you have it more of a rock style. And it's changed. It's evolved through the years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what's so awesome, man. Absolutely. So now, let's talk about gigs. You gotta give me one gig. You have to give me. I'm pretty sure there's quite a few because you're like I've been in that position before.
Well, we've only played like three times, so
there's well, one of the three. Then
not a lot of options. But right. Okay, we'll try.
Time to put people on the spot.
If only our manager could do more.
Instead, she's selling houses. I mean,
hey,
come on.
Hey, bro. Déjala vender las casas,
that's going to pay for the tour bus, bro.
Okay. Well, let's jump off the gig thing. Let's go to the studio.
No,
I want to go to the studio because studio is a whole... stories in studios are totally different to what live gigs are.
Absolutely.
When you're doing these songs, the originals or the remakes of covers, which song to you personally was like, damn it, I'm done with this song. Let's just get it over with. Let's get through it. Yeah. I'll play it again when we go live.
Okay.
What song in particular?
Like ours, the covers we've done?
Covers that you've done or an original that you're like,
You know, I actually felt that with one, but we never actually put it out, which was Amor No Me Ignores.
Okay.
It's recorded. We just never put it out for some reason because we've had other songs that got priority.
Right.
But for some reason, for me in particular, I mean, and that song was my idea, right? I'm the one that put it on the table. But for some reason,
maybe he's like, yeah, that's the reason why you put it out.
Yeah. Exactly. But it was a real drag, dude. Like, to get through it.
Bro.
Yeah. And it's a very rare thing for me. I mean, for the most part, I always, even if I don't like the song, like I'll find something like a little edge or something to get me. And for some reason, that song, I was just not, I guess it was just the overall sound of it. I was just not enjoying it.
Okay. Okay.
So I was kind of praying, man, I hope we don't put this one out. And I guess that's why it never came out.
And then again, and the thing is that you're so used to playing in 72, 74 BPM, which was what Voluminic is used to playing.
Yeah.
And this song is right up the, you know, that alley. But at the same time, it's so easy to lose your tempo when the song is so slow.
Yeah.
So Greg, our keyboardist, he was also our studio engineer when he was the one tracking all this.
Okay.
He's very like boom and up and again and again. He's that type.
I know quite a few people like that.
Where he has that patience and that persistence, and you can just see it in Alex where he was just like.
Yeah. Remember Richie Valens and La Bamba where they're making them do it over and over?
Well,
What's that? Yeah.
That was me. That was me.
Yeah. So, and then I was the Bob. We're like, they all sounded the same to me.
But that was crazy because that shit happens when you were recording Nunca Voy a Olvidarte, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's like over and over.
Vocals is a whole... Oh, man.
Yeah. I just want to say real quick, Bob is a badass. Bob Morales, he was a badass, man. I loved him in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, for the singer, I mean, as being instrument players, you know, you do your spot, you do your skeleton, then you come back, you fill them, clean them up, and then, you're done. Now that you're singing backup, now that you're doing something else. Yeah. But the singer, I think personally, and I don't need to say like, you know, oh, it is what it is, but they get put on the spot.
Yeah.
They get put on the spot because they have to hit every single note on point. And the singer that I had was in the group, but the producer was just like you said, no, again, higher, do a little bit lower, that octave was off, to the point where he made him bleed. All of his vocals. Yeah, that's how. And the guy came out raw, yeah, man. It was a tough recording. Like, that is what I'm saying. That's why when I see that, I'm like, when you say you're the vocalist and you're the studio's like, bro, if you have not bled yet from your vocal, you should thank your prayers that this guy knows what he's doing. Oh, great. I give him an idea. Sweet. Let's go ahead and see if we can do that.
I will never get there, man. I don't care who I'm recording for. If I know I can't at that moment, it's going to stop because I'm not going to mess up my you know, my vocal cords for anybody.
Right.
But yeah, it's tough, man. Same thing happened with me with Greg. Same story. We were recording the song and it's one of the highest pitched songs that we have. And he had me, you know, like, and there's times where you hit the notes, but maybe you're too far back or you got too close. And then just because of that, you got to do it again. And it's, but I love it, man. That's what we're here for.
It's a challenge.
Yeah,
it's a challenge.
For the most part, I mean, we do have a lot of fun. And I mean, we record in Jesse's studio where we actually do the podcast. It's also a home studio.
It's our studio, man.
And I mean, for the most part, I mean, we go in there and we spend 6, 7, 8 hours. You know, and it doesn't feel like 8 hours, man. We come out of there and
we're doing something you love.
Yeah, like, there's just something about the creative process that's fun to us.
The juices.
We're always looking forward to it. We haven't done it in a while.
We're about to, but it's okay.
We've been really busy trying to.
Lately,
it seems like we're always. Brenda's keeping us busy with interviews and doing radio stuff and
the taboo gigs.
So we've been kind of focusing on that aspect of it, but we definitely need to get back in the studio because, like Jesse said, the industry has changed so much to where every month you got to be putting something out. You know, it's kind of a drag.
We hear people saying, "Yeah, one song a month." And then we were interviewing some guy, Elvis Ayala, and he's like, "Yeah, man, I try to put in like at least every 2 weeks." We're like, "Damn, bro, you just made things harder." Like, come on. One song every 2 weeks is insane, you know?
For me personally, it sucks because I'm the type of person that if I hear a song that I like, I'll hear it for a long time.
Right.
And I feel like nowadays, like, people are barely starting to get into your song, and then you throw something else.
Yeah, I got you.
And you take the attention away from, hey, you know, that other song could have had potential to be like a,
they don't have enough time to play with.
I got you.
You get the juices out of it.
Yeah, because I think there's a psychological aspect to it to where, you know, before you, artists would put out 12 songs per year, and you had 12 songs or a whole year to get those songs into people's conscience, you know, and to really listen to it and appreciate it. And I don't think that it's very rare that that happens now.
I mean, compared to what it was back in the day in the late 90s, early 2000s, the hustle was the hustle. If you were in a band, you're in a group, everybody got at least a small little EP with like 3 songs. And where would they send you? To the freaking mall. And say, alright, go out there and try to sell these or give them away, pass out flyers that we're going to be getting over here. And that was the hustle, bro. You had to hustle. You had to go out there and do that. We didn't have all this great technology where you have a phone and you can post it on Facebook, post it on Instagram, on your OnlyFans. Well, at least I do.
The hair.
It's the hair.
You caught me, bro.
It's the hair, bro. I knew it.
It's oohair.com. Donate $50 every week. No, but it was the hustle, and it's totally different. And I see a lot of the younger younger generation that say, yeah, man, I just released like 4 songs on Spotify and, oh, I did this. I go, bro, you don't know how easy you got it, bro. Yeah. I mean, well, you don't realize the hustle.
Right, how hard now that you say easy, it's a double-edged sword, man. And I'm going to tell you why. I sent these guys a YouTube video to the group page earlier today. Mm-hmm. We're not only dealing with so many bands now, we're now dealing with AI.
Oh.
Yeah.
And these people, I don't know who they are. They're creating profiles. They're making cumbia beats, completely produced cumbia beats.
Right.
And they're putting AI voices of famous people, collaborations.
Right.
And they're uploading to YouTube. In an instant, they get 100,000 views, 200,000 views on an anonymous YouTube account. Mm-hmm. And us that are putting sweat, blood, and tears into it, hours and hours and hours, can barely make it to a K views in a whole month.
Bro, you're preaching to the choir. Dude, you're preaching to the choir.
It's just going to get worse, man. That's why I'm saying it's a double-edged sword, because now we're dealing with AI.
Yeah.
Who knows how good or bad that might get.
And it's a great thing you bring up that topic, because I mean, I've always talked to a lot of musicians or artists that come in here and ask them, what do you think about AI? Some are for it. Goes, hey man, there's sometimes where I'm writing something and I put those lyrics in AI form and I go, hey man, try to give me a beat for this, because I can't think what kind of beat do you want. Well, I want it to sound like this. Boom, makes the beat. Shit, there it is.
Let me go.
Sometimes they put a beat. They have a beat, but I have no lyrics. I'm trying to write about this. Boom, it does it. Mm-hmm. And I can understand it helping you, but the way you say it is like, okay, they got this person. They made up the lyrics. They made up the beat. And the vocal, they changed it to a famous person vocal with someone else singing backup.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, they make fake profile and boom, they're making money.
Precisely, the one I sent them was Frontera with Daddy Yankee. That's never happened. Yeah. First of all, Daddy Yankee became Christian.
He quit.
I don't know how long ago.
Right.
I doubted he would go back to record with Frontera. Mm-hmm. But, and then you hear it, and you can kind of hear Payo's voice in there. But you can never make up Daddy's Yankee's voice.
No, you can't.
It just doesn't sound right to
me.
It's
not authentic.
But because they put both their pictures on the thumbnail and they threw it out there and boom, 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 people started clicking on it.
People hit it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're banking while we're the ones doing the honest work.
Right.
And still not monetizing.
The real musicians trying to be in the studio, trying to put note per note, sound, where's the bridge, where's the bleed, here's where we should stop, here's where we should come back in.
Yeah.
This is a triple note, four note, four beat, two beat. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening or watching, like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
This is, you have to know. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
But, and I totally agree with you. There's a lot of people who do that, you know. But, I mean, AI has come in and out. I mean, for me, I'm putting myself out there, you know. But AI has helped my, as far as like, and this is probably going to poke a stick at you, some of the graphic designs. I mean, I go on there. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm trying to do. I need you to do move this, move that at an angle. And then for me, it's like, oh, dude, this is awesome. I got it done. Let's release it. Yeah. When it comes to somebody who goes to school, learns to do it, you know, step by step, and you're like, shit, I know how to do this. Let me show you how you do it. And I go, bro, I just finished it in 5 minutes. Yeah. It's going to take you 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, maybe a day. I finished
like that
it.
That trend where the people were making cartoons of their own pictures, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. I've done a couple of those. I've done the puppet thing and all that stuff. And I do it. And I look at it like, I think I'm, you know what, I'm good. But I have a buddy of mine also who's a big-time artist.
Yeah.
And I do stuff like, oh, bro, that's just messed up, bro.
But go, see, it's valid when we've done it. We've done it with Modo Zombie, right?
Oh, yeah.
We threw out a single collaboration with Los Más Románticos. Mm-hmm. And I went in AI, and I simply typed in, give me a zombie with a Volkswagen Combi in the background.
Oh, wow.
And it busted it out, right? Mm-hmm. So what did I do? First of all, I made sure Alex was okay with it.
Right.
And then he's like, yeah, man, let's go. Let's run with it. We send it to Baby D, and he does his magic over.
Yes.
What? So it's a bit of both worlds. It has some honesty in it too. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you.
But that's how I feel like. That's how people should be using AI, not just literally making everything for you and you get all the credit for it.
Right, exactly. Totally agree what you're saying, man. Hey, we are 33 minutes into the podcast. Ooh. Like I say, we fly on this episodes, man. Not my little brother where they go like 2 hours. But no, ours goes for about an hour, 10, hour, 15. But excuse me, before we get back to you, let me just give some shout outs to our great promotion and sponsors here to the podcast. Let me start up right here with I noticed construction. He put that bad boy up there and getting my captions going here. Where are you, big boy? There you go. I noticed construction. They specialize in tuning their vision into turning your vision to reality. Whether it's a home, business, I mean, their expertise for residential commercial projects are stunning remodels and new buildings to stand the test of time. Why choose them? Because they take pride in the craftsmanship, you know, and attention to detail. They ensure their project is a masterpiece tailored to your needs. Plus, they understand the importance of working with your budget without compromising quality. Don't settle for less. It comes to what your your construction needs. Contact Another Constructions. If you can, at area code 956-363-7195. Let them know Chew and New sent you guys. And don't forget, Another Construction, building dreams one brick at a time, man. A big shout out to those guys, man. Also, a new sponsor to the podcast, Pandora's Box. Big shout out to Freddie Honda. Guys, if you're looking for a great tattoo to ink up, this guy right here, I mean, he did this one. I'm pretty sure you all saw this one a couple days ago. This is a custom tattoo that he done for me, my son's favorite character, my favorite character. Great guy, man, real down to earth. He'll give you some great prices. Give him a call, click in that QR code, and talk to Freddie and let him know Chewing Who sent you. Another big shout out, Valley Trophies LLC, where much more than trophies shop. Where you think of custom, think of Valley Trophies LLC. You award assemblies. Fantasy football, guys. You want to get a fantasy football trophy? These are the guys right here you want to get a hold of. Get a hold of them, and they'll hook you up with something really good. Let them know Chewing Who sent you. Also, you trying to lose some weight, man? Because I am, because I'm trying my best. Trust me. I eat like 7 donuts a day, and not too choking. No, man. You need something to do with juices, protein shakes, smoothies, bowls, and supplements. Give Extreme Nutrition LLC a shot. They're located here in Wessico. Every production is from Valley Trophies. Extreme Nutrition are located downtown Wessico, Texas, right here on Texas Boulevard. Give them a call. Hit on the QR code, and they will set you up. And last but not least, our old stomping grounds, Gallery Cactus. They got craft memorabilia and vintage. You can hear them in the background. But these guys, if you're looking for something vintage, man, memorabilia or crafts, give these guys a call. Click on the QR code, give you the exact area where they're going to be. They have live music every Friday night and Saturday night, unplugged. You might want to check those guys out. It's a great place to go see up-and-coming artists. They're fun to watch, and let them know Chewing Who sent you. Guys, thank you. Big shout out to all our sponsors, to the podcast and promotion, our promotion poster. Thank you so much for everything you do. Oh, wait a minute. I have one more. I forgot about these guys. Uh-oh. The most important one, Texas Toke Smoke Shop, guys. Okay, I know right now there's a lot of laws that pass through. All right, a lot of laws, but do not forget that these guys are still available for you. A one-stop shop for vape, CBD, and smoke essentials. Let them know Chewing Who sent you. Great guys out here. If you're looking for some oils for aches and pains, they got it. They will help you out. They will hook you up. Thank you once again to all the sponsors that we have on our podcast. And we're coming back with Grupo Mero Valle, man, on the podcast, man. We were talking about AI, and we're going to go into switch gears a little bit. I know... Want to hear your thoughts on this? I mean, well, you know what? Before we get into that, we said you do have gigs. You say
we do.
Okay, I mean, can you give me one of the best gigs that you guys done where it's just like the one that's the bar? That you say this one's the bar. If we want to be better, we have to be better than what we performed on this gig. What is the best gig y'all have had?
Well, I would definitely say, and I'm sure these guys are going to agree, that it'd be our release party for our latest single, which was Posiciones. That was, 2 weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. We had it there at Taboo Bar and Grill.
Okay.
And, man, you could just feel the vibe, man. When we finished our first set, they actually played the video on the big screens, mm-hmm. and they presented it, and you could just feel the vibe, man. The crowd was loving it. They were really, getting down to the video and the song. Mm-hmm. You know, it means a lot because, you know, we put our heart and sweat into it, and to see the reaction of the people, I mean, it's always good.
Yeah. It sold out?
And it was a sold out night, so that really? Made it even better.
Yeah,
yeah, we sold out the club.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I think that ranks on our...
We've done that twice.
Top, right?
Yeah.
That same place?
Yeah, we've sold out twice.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. But that night was special because it was our single.
Yeah.
I think the Rio Grande gig was pretty cool,
and then we played the song live for the first time there, too.
Actually, that was a big challenge for him, because I remember.
Why?
Because that was the very first time we played that live.
Yeah, I'm old. No, because there's like a capirotada.
We got a bunch of instruments like on that song. And to play it live, was like some salsa, tropical, cumbia, a little bit of everything, bro. Yeah. And it was for me, it was a big challenge.
Yeah, we were a little nervous because we rehearsed the day before, right? Yeah. Friday? Was it Friday? Yeah. And I mean, it didn't, I'll be honest, it didn't sound that good. It wasn't tight yet, you know? You know, when you rehearse a song enough times, or you've actually, I think that tightness comes from playing it live a few times. Right, and we never played it live. It was just there at rehearsal. Look, so
this happened right about 1:50 a.m., so everybody was drunk. It sounded bad.
Yeah. It's no wonder it sounded good to me. It makes perfect sense now.
Now sponsored by 800 Bush. They keep buying beer and they sound great.
The more you drink, the better we sound.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one so many times. So you got that one at the release party. Now, the total opposite, which is the one that you're like, dude.
The last one we were there?
Wow. What?
Yes and no. I think I'd go with that time we played at that park in Mission, the Placita.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, no,
and then Mission. On top of that, we didn't get paid. So.
Yeah. Give it the manager.
We did, but you know the.
I had to chase.
Oh, we did. And if you hear the voice right there, that is the manager holding her ground, saying, "You got paid."
Yeah. You got paid because Jesse gave you cash on the spot.
Yeah.
I had to chase him down. But yeah.
Oh shoot! So that would be the worst. Why would it be the worst one, guys?
I mean, the sound was crappy, bro.
Right. Yeah,
it was hot. It was outside. You know, like that. I mean, it wasn't at 1 p.m. like you mentioned.
We were going to say that the one over there, the Catedral, because when we were playing, well, I was about to sing, and they could.
Are you serious, dude?
Yeah. They said, boom! That's it, bro. Cut it up. I was like, man, it was my turn, man.
Yeah. It was my time to shine.
Yeah. You remember that time?
They didn't even ask.
And
then it's like, hey, bro, at least turn on my mic so we can say bye to the people.
So we can say bye to the crowd.
Yeah. The mic's on. Go. I'm going to sing. Go.
All right, baby. I checked them. Jeez, I mean, that's the kind of element that either makes gigs fun or that make them suck, because you never know what's going to happen, you know, and you got to know how to improvise, you know. Right. Sometimes we've been in situations where everything shuts off and there's nothing but the accordion, the drums and the percussion and the voice. So we just, you know, as long as the crowd is engaging with that, we keep going. Yeah.
You see, and that's a great icebreaker for you when you're about to go up there. A veces me apagan la mic como la otra vez. Hola. Yeah. You ready, guys?
Yeah.
It's a great icebreaker, man.
Because, I mean, you could either engage with the people, or they could just all stare at you like, what the hell's going on?
Like
I said, you just gotta improvise and make the best out of it.
Yeah. Right. And then being the vocal itself, you're the master MCs up there, man. You're the one who has to keep yapping. You got to keep yapping, or if it's not, who's the yapper on stage?
Ironically, it's me. I always get that, and I've done that for most of my career and most of the bands that I've been in. I'm the animador as well.
Right.
And I always get that where I'm talking and everybody's out there like, hey,
who's hablando, bro?
And I would prefer for it not to be me. Honestly, I would rather it be Jesse. And I always tell him, hey, bro, like, you know, engage more with the crowd. Right. You know, you're the guy up there. You know,
el singer es como Jeff Dunham, bro. Puede tirar el voz.
Y lo agarra, baby, dice, lo pone en la llave. Así empieza a hablar con él.
Ah, chinga. They gotta change your name to Puppet, bro.
Be careful. don't get me wrong. Even though I'm not the first one to jump on the mic, I'm always like on that prep mode, because there's sometimes that Alex is doing something,
right?
Or he's talking to another band. Hey, this song is next or whatever,
right?
And all of a sudden, I'll just hear like, I'm like Jesse.
The accordion is trying to get the out and change accordions or something. We need to talk and so we can get everybody's attention.
You need to talk to him.
But I don't have the mic. I was at the front.
Oh, okay.
You know?
We'll make sure get your mic. But this is Jesse on the mic.
Wireless mic. What up, bro?
No, now we got the wireless.
Yeah. But just so you know, this is Jesse on the mic, the animador. Okay, vamos a continuar con la próxima canción.
Oremos.
Muchas gracias. Por favor, de agarrarse las manos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's if you feed me, bro. If you don't, forget it. Yeah, if I haven't eaten, I won't even talk. I won't even sing.
Chinga. I want my tacos, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm a, you know, aside from a drummer, I've been a DJ for a long time, and I used to DJ at clubs, all types of clubs.
Right.
And our biggest enemy was dead air. Management always got on our case. Hey, no matter what, I want either music or you talking on the mic.
Right.
But that dead air, I see less dollar signs when that happens.
Yeah, number one rule. That's the number one rule. Yeah. Podcasting or, like you said, DJing or on stage, they can't be not even 2 seconds of dare. It's the stare contest.
You kill the vibe.
For those that are asking what dead air is, it's a...
It's a fart that's dead.
Dude. You were supposed to stay quiet at the moment.
Okay, my bad.
My bad, go ahead.
There, let's give them 2 seconds of dare.
Ready? One, two, three. That's dead air.
That's dead air. Yeah.
Man, we just lost
500 bucks.
Chingas, what about zero, bro?
Chinga. But yeah, that's what I mean. When we're on stage, I try to, and I've never actually had this talk with them, but it's crazy that I'm doing it on a podcast. But yeah, the dead air rule, we should never do it, man.
Yeah, it's a number one rule, man, especially in a podcast or, like I said, a live studio audience, especially number one. But guys, we know that October's right around the corner. Halloween is getting very close. There is a big thing going on here in the RGV, and I'm going to bring this up, and people are going to go, why are you talking about this? I'm going to bring it up. There is a special guest in the RGV in McAllen. They are selling tickets 2 for $20 right now, and then when the time is for the show to start, it's going to be $30 at the door per person. And you're all wondering, well, what the hell is he talking about? Well, Annabelle is in the Rio Grande Valley in McAllen, Texas, for show starting October, I believe it's the 7th or the 5th. She is available for viewing, and people are a little nervous because you're in the valley, bro. There's always that one local that goes, I want to grab her. Mija needs a new doll. Let me take her. Acabo mi abuela es a curandera, no pedo. Estilo Mexicano, bro.
So that's the actual doll from based on the movie, right?
The Raggedy Ann doll. The actual doll that is supposedly, I like to do the quotes, supposedly possessed.
Right.
So that is going to be for viewing in the RGV.
Wait, didn't some dude just die for moving her from one place to another?
Yeah, actually the building got burned.
The building, the building was burned down.
Yeah, because... But that's the original from the Warren?
It's the actual original. Yeah, that's everybody's reaction. Man. Locos o qué, bro?
I heard that story.
Only in the valley, man.
That's capitalism at its worst, man.
No es por nada. I think that dog coming down here, I think she scared herself. Porque eso, she don't know que se está metiendo la pobre cosa.
Va a salir con un Edgar haircut.
Con el cut aquí.
La van a traer en la pulga ahí con el bronco en la
Yeah, man, but no, that's the big thing happening Halloween coming up in early October. What are your thoughts, man? Are you willing to take the chance to buy a ticket to go see this thing?
Absolutely. No. Yeah, I'm down. I love a good thrill.
Ooh.
No, but we're having a concert on November 8th. You know?
Good. Yeah.
You don't want to jinx it?
All right, jinx it. Maybe. Well, she is going to be there till late. The first week of October.
Yeah, we can play Mother Zombie. We can dance with the dog.
Don't tempt it, bro. It might happen.
I just want to take this time to let everybody know that we're going to be in concert on November 8th.
All right.
Over there at downtown McAllen, in El Rey.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
And the tickets are already on sale.
You're invited.
Oh, I'm invited.
Absolutely.
Sweet. Do I take the one-legged freak with me, too? No, I'm just joking.
The doll is not going
to
be there.
No. Trust me, this doll won't even come close to chew. and I know they had asked me earlier where the name Chew and Ooh came from.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Okay, well... Sit back.
Get comfortable.
Get comfortable because it's gonna be a long ride. No, it's a short ride. And I'm actually gonna give you the story itself. This happened Oh shoot, I would have to say back in 2000, in the year 2000. 2000, I think
the
it was.
Year 2000.
Hey, thank you. 2005, 2006. The wife and I had just gotten married in 99. So yeah, it was about 6 years into our marriage. And a buddy of mine, which is our buddies next door, one of my buddies and Chu himself had gone out downtown McAllen, 17th Street, went to go have a good time. Well, they they got pulled over by the great city of McAllen and took them in because they weren't driving, but you know they were intoxicated. So they took them in, I guess, for public intoxication or whatever. Took them in. Then my buddy calls me the following morning. Hey man, can you do me a favor? He goes, what's up, man? Can you come pick me up? I'm like, yeah, dude. I can go pull you at. So I'm thinking, you know, down the street or, you know, a couple blocks over. His car broke down. He goes, no, I'm at McAllen PD. So hell happened. He goes, yeah, we got arrested last night. We got thrown in the tent. I'm like, oh, shit. In the drunk tank? He goes, yeah, in the drunk tank. Okay, no problem, man. I'll go pick you up, man. Tell the wife, hey, we're going to go pick up so-and-so. He goes, she's like, okay, well, let's go. We got to do what we got to do. So we go. We get there. I get off the car. I'm looking. Can't find my buddy. Call him up on the phone. Hey, man, where you at? Oh, my mom already picked me up, bro. I go, I'm here to pick you up. Where you at? She picked me up already. I'm already home. But do me a favor. Pick up Balde. Balde is a Chew. I was like, okay, I'll pick up Blade. No problem. What does he look like? Oh, you won't miss him, dude. The tall son of a bitch. You won't miss him. I go, okay, whatever. So I'm looking around. I see this tall guy walking at me. Chew's about 6'5", 6'6". He's tall guy.
Chewbacca and, tall.
Yeah. So there you go. You're going towards it. So I see him. I'm like, God damn it, you're a ugly looking fucking Wookiee. I go, he's looking at me. Well, shut the fuck up. You walk and take me home. So that's how we got Chew and Ooh. Ooh is short for Ewok. So he's the Chewbacca. I'm the freaking Ewok. Oh.
Makes sense.
So, yeah. It makes a lot of sense. So. And we would talk a lot on Xbox Live. We would constantly game, but I never knew who he was until that day. So yeah, man. So now he's part of the show and everything, and I'm glad he's not here. No, he's a great guy. So I was gonna say something else, and then some of Huela wanted to talk to me. See, don't they ever talk about this?
Don't distract me. No, I do want to send send a shout out to Freddie Honda. You mentioned him right now as a sponsor.
Yes.
He's actually gonna be on our podcast in a couple of months. Right, he's set up already. So
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
We're expecting that to be a really good chat.
Right.
I've been following his content. It's pretty cool, man. I always have a good laugh when he's uploading his videos and stuff.
That kid is. The last time they were here, the last time we interviewed him and his wife and himself, they were telling me that when they first started, they would go live a lot before they started releasing all their content.
Yeah.
And I would always jump by and go, dude, you guys got to do content, man. You guys are freaking funny. He goes, you think we should? He goes, dude, you should, man. You should have your own podcast. I don't know why you guys don't do like a Freddie and wife or whatever you want to call it, Honda and wife or whatever. You should. He goes, yeah, we'll think about it. Okay. And as soon as I get off the line with him, like about 3 days later, he starts popping up content left there, and they're freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. And so he was telling me the podcast, thanks to you, man. Thanks to you. We're making a lot of content, and we're doing what we're doing, and we're doing well. I go, where's my 10%, bro?
Royalties, baby.
Where's my 10%? And then he goes, you can come and get a tattoo. I got your 10% there. Sweet. I'll be there next week. No, but he's a sponsor of the show, man. He's a great guy, bro.
Yeah.
I've seen that guy grow up through the years. When we first had our first podcast in Southwest Waco, a little bit further south. Same. We've been on Texas Boulevard for the last, what are we going on, seven years already? Dude, it's been a ride. It's been a ride watching so much talent coming through that door, through the other door we had in the other podcast. Just nothing but talent. And it's sad that, you know, being in the Valley, and I'm going to say this because as a fellow musician to you guys, it's tough. It's tough. Well, for you guys, I know that I'm going to say Tejano music, the Tropical and Merengue, all that good stuff that you guys play, it's smooth waters. The water, it seems to me on my end, they go, dude, you got the smooth waters going your way because everybody likes listening to it. Yeah. You can play it at a quinceañera, you can play it at a wedding, yeah. You can play it at a barbecue. You know, people will go and they get up and they dance.
Yeah.
Being in a rock band, being a hip hop guy, the waters are rough.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these hip hop guys that I tell them, and being in hip hop itself,
yeah.
You got to jump out. You got to go north.
Yeah.
And it's hard, like yeah. Here in the valley, actually for Latino, like it's not to pon atención. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, no, it's too true. Like,
and then they can't see you.
Que onda, bro?
And I met a guy, Freddy, because he was more into the car scenes. That's the reason why he got Honda.
Yeah.
You know, and we used to do car meets over there at his shop when he was over there, the 23rd and Nolana.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
right
man.
Next to a cigar.
The cigar bar. Cigar bar. Yeah, I know exactly what that is.
That's
right,
man. Like a couple of years ago.
Yeah. See, and I see that. I'm like, bro, it's to be an artist, a musician down here. It's a rough ride.
Yeah.
It's a fight. I mean, not only is it a fight for the community, but it's also a fight because you have other bands that are trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a constant competition, you know, and you always have that. There's always that one group that goes, no, man, don't listen to those guys, bro. We're better than them. Or, no, man.
La envidia.
You know, that's the way it is.
But the problem is that it's not even about talent anymore, man. Like you can have any dude that's chisqueo looking and does weird stuff, and people will follow that guy because...
Yeah.
It's just different.
Yeah, but it's weird what you were mentioning right now about the support from the crowd, like actually getting the crowd to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not too long ago, I was in California, and I had a little time to go chill at a bar. And it was just, you know, your mom and pop bar, you know, nothing fancy. And there was they had like a little corner stage with a rock band playing. Mm-hmm. And you had at least 15 people like just stood up from their tables or where they were sitting at. And they were just standing in front of the band, like supporting.
Right.
Like they play a jam that they like, you know, Hotel California or some classic rock song. Mm-hmm. And they were jamming to it. And I think that's something very rare here in the Valley where as far as the rock scene, for people to support like that, you know.
Yeah.
La gente de volada, música para marihuanos or stuff like that.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, yeah, it's a tough crowd, man.
It is a very tough crowd. Like I said before, I mean, I've told a lot of artists, goes, bro, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Because, I mean, this is, the Valley's like the Apollo. You know, they can love you and then they can kill you.
They'll make you, then they'll break you.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. And it's all nothing but love, supposedly to them. But guys,
I love you, but I'll cancel you at any moment.
Exactly, right? No
for
kidding,
sure.
No kidding, bro. So you guys have a performance, and you said in November?
November 8th.
It's our very own concert. Mm-hmm. We're organized it, and I really want to take the time to thank our manager, Brenda Blanco, who's doing miracles, man. She's the one out there, you know, dealing with the sponsorship, with the venue and all that stuff. And, of course, we're doing our part as well.
Right.
But it's a challenge, man. It's a challenge because at the end of the day, we just want to make sure that we get it out there so we have a crowd that night, you know, and try to at least break even. It looks promising as of right now. We're getting a lot of support, especially in the Mission, McAllen area.
Right.
But we also would like to invite everybody out here, man, the Westaco, the, you know, La Feria, Harlingen area, que está en la vuelta.
Yeah.
For the people that know. Oh, and downtown McAllen, Cine El Rey is a historical venue.
Yes.
So we thought it'd be the perfect place to do our first official concert. It'll be like a showcase of everything we've been doing.
That's awesome.
Since last year. So it's going to be awesome. Fun, man. We're going to have our brother WC and Quez out there as well that night.
Andale.
They're going to be jamming with us as well as Grupo Riesgo 956.
Wow.
And we got one more band as well.
Cinco Aces.
We want to send a shout out to them.
Right.
They're going to be performing as well. So it's going to be a fun night. Todos dense una vuelta, and it's going to be a pot of different styles of music.
That's
so
good, man.
It's
going
to be fun.
It should be fun. It should be a lot of fun. Well, if you guys are paying attention here,
let's
I
just
do
give her
have
a microphone.
Relax. Now, guys, I have their QR code right here in the bottom. Let me get it out real quick so you can take a look here. Where are you, QR code? There we go, right there. If you guys click on that, it'll take you directly to their Facebook page, show you all the upcoming events that's going on, what to look for. and you know, anything that's behind the scenes that's going on, because I've seen a couple of their content there. Yeah. It's pretty good stuff. And you see Baby D, you know, jumping around and say, "Hey, I'm over here too."
No, but watch it. Baby D hacked that thing, and it's his OnlyFans.
Oh, geez, yeah. It's in a picture of my daddy.
That's you. No, I'm just joking. I knew it. You owe me $50.
Much of the
you know, man. No, guys. First things first. I want to say we're 58 minutes into the pod. We are rolling here. You guys, I admire you guys, man. That you go out as far as so many in this group itself. What's the total?
There's eight of us.
See,
yeah.
That to hold a band together with that many people, that many musicians, man. I know it's I'm not saying it's difficult, but it takes dedication to do that, you know, and that's what's so beautiful about it. All I can say, you guys are doing great work. Continue doing what you're doing, man. Let your heart lead you where your heart leads you, man, as far as your music wise. Yeah. I know we're in a deficit right now as far as AI, people are throwing stuff out there and people making art out there that, you know, that other people really work hard for, you know, but keep doing what you're doing, because in the long run, you know, the nice guy wins every single time. The one that works the hardest.
Absolutely. You know, so, girl.
I'll tell you, Mark, we're really blessed that, as you know, as big as the band is, like Jesse said, there's eight of us, but it's a band where everybody that's here wants to be here.
Yeah.
So that's a big plus, and we're just happy to keep chugging forward and you know, putting out new music, and there's much more Metawai to come.
Right, man. Well, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm really looking forward. Good luck to you guys, man, and continue doing what you're doing.
You.
I know I'm going to leave the camera full here, because I was telling Baby D right now that I'm probably going to need his help later on. At the end of the season, season six, we're going to season seven. Chu and I decided to make a quick left turn on season seven. We've noticed that, and not to say we're done with local talent, because that's never going to end. We're always going to have the open door for those guys.
Appreciate
whoever
it.
Wants to come in and talk, or you know, say, "Hey, I got an album coming out. Is there a way you can fit me in? We will fit you in for the episodes." But we are taking a left turn for all you wrestling fans coming up. For season seven, we are going to go directly towards the wrestling field. We have already talked to New Breed. We've talked to Combat Colt. And also with our great friend at Cacahuate, who works with three Bat Productions, we talked to them. So each week, and maybe the last week, we'll have somebody local talent come in, but we are going to be turning into a small wrestling podcast for season seven. So it's going to be an interesting ride. I know everybody likes the fact that Chu gets hit all the time, so that's the right reason we're doing it. No, but a lot of people, the manager says, "That sounds like a great concept." No, but it's something that we've noticed that the crowd really tunes into a lot. I know football season starting right now. Están los Cowboys jugando. I don't even know what the score is, because I'm not even going to ask, because I don't have the authority to ask, unless I ask the NFL for that information. But, you know, the next couple of weeks or months is going to be kind of rough, because Thursday nights, we always live at 7:30, and we're competing with Thursday night football. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be tough. So if people are watching, those three people that are watching, or four people that have tuned in, I understand, because everybody's watching, especially when you're from Texas, you're watching the Cowboy game right now, and that's fine. I know we'll get all of you later on tonight or tomorrow morning, but I mean, this was one of the great episodes. This is the reason why I like doing this podcast, to meet people like you guys, man, that are out there doing the hard work to put out great music, entertaining the RGV, representing the RGV, and I just hope someone northern from here hears this, or watches this podcast, or hears the audio on Spotify and say, "Hey, man, let's tune into these guys, see what they got."
Yeah,
and eventually you get picked up and say, "You know what, Sasuke, Onos, we're going on tour."
Sometimes that's all it takes, man.
Yeah.
Yep. That's all it takes.
We are ready, and by that same token, we also want to invite all your viewers to, if you've never heard of us, if you never checked our music, it's everywhere. It's on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music. Just look us up as Grupo Mero Valle, and you'll see our original recordings, and we hope you enjoy it, man. And also, I want to let you guys know that we also have a podcast that's also named like the band.
Right.
Está Grupo Mero Valle, and then there's Mero Valle Podcast, which are directly linked together.
Okay.
We try to use the podcast as much as possible to kind of like a platform to promote our music. And right. like you say, to also have the opportunity to talk to other artists, you
right,
know,
and
instead of having that vibe where it's all about us, it's a vibe of, hey, you know, it's us, but there's also more talent
exactly,
here in the valley.
Exactly.
And like they say in Spanish, pensamos que la unión hace la fuerza. So we definitely want to keep everybody, be on good terms with everybody. And you never know, you know, one day you're on top, but the other guy might be on top later, and nos echamos la mano. Yeah. That's how it works.
That's how it works, man. Social media is where they can follow you personally. If there's anything you want to toss out there, where can they look you up?
Everywhere as Grupo Mero Valle, mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You were asking about the band or us personally?
So they can get your personal fan.
Okay, well, también as, yo, I'm as Alex Medina on all platforms.
Mm-hmm. Baby D Chua King.
Jesse Segovia.
Yeah. Guys, you want to follow their routine live and then also follow the band, find out what's going on, what does Alex eat in the morning, what is Baby D eating Twinkies, and what is and what drum rolls do we have for next week? No, man, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate each one of you, especially the manager who reached out. I know Quest told me, hey, when do you have time for it? I will make time for them, and then we just find a date. So it was coming. It had to be coming soon, so I got you guys on.
We really appreciate it, man.
No, man.
Thank you. It was a good ride, man.
You guys make great music and continue doing it, man, because like I said, without music, it would be boring.
Yeah.
Life would be boring if there was no music, though. Yeah. Honestly,
I'll tell you one thing, Mark. It's always fun to do an interview with a fellow musician. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like the chemistry is more genuine, you know, because I can say something and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
We understand each other.
So, especially when it comes to the struggles, you know, and the things that happen on stage, I know you can definitely identify. So that's always fun to have that feedback, man.
Yeah, no.
So thank you so much for having us, Mark.
Thank you for coming out, man. I appreciate you guys, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a podcast for the night, episode 259. Woo! Oh my gosh. Now, this is the hair he was talking about, bro. Watch it. No, yeah.
Slow motion. I tell you, man, he's got good hair.
Míralo.
Córtate el pelo, güey.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We have a special guest next week. I am still waiting for confirmation. I will let that cat out of the bag, hopefully by next week on Monday. There also is another special guest. We still have our finger crossed for Friday or Saturday. Little taste of Triple A. That's all I'm going to say. Just stay tuned and keep an eye on that. But other than that, thank you so much to Grupo Mero Valle for coming on to hear the podcast. Like I said, thank God Chu wasn't here because he probably would have taken off his leg. that freaked out the guys last week, by the way. But other than that, guys, thank you so much for coming to the podcast. Take care. So God bless. May everything work out for you guys all the way through the rest of the year. We will see you next week, 7:30, once again, Chu New Podcast. And like always, guys, Legos Gators, peace out.
Eso, y nosotros somos el grupo Mero Valle.